Trees for profit, trees for pleasure, and trees to ensure our own survival. Trees and forests are an amazingly versatile resource for humankind. The products of forests surround us. The houses we live in, the furniture and tools we use, the fuel we may cook with, the paper we write on. Fruits, oils and perfumes we enjoy, and the many medicines on which our health and even lives depend. And then there are the benefits of trees and forests which are not so obvious, but just as important. They prevent soil erosion, cool and clean the air we breathe. It's not surprising that many people are concerned that trees and forests are disappearing so fast, particularly in Africa, Asia, the Caribbean and Latin America. What's needed is to use forests, but to use them so that they renew, use them on a sustainable use basis.
All this has been sort of embedded into one concept, one word, which is the word sustainability. That means forests should provide a sustainable benefit or sustainable services at all levels, the local community level, the national level, and the global level.
That's Marc de Montalembert, a senior forester who's now in charge of the Policy and Planning Division in the Forestry Department of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. FAO believes that the future survival of our forests depends on how governments decide policy and how they plan the use of their forest resources. Yes, forests are cut for their timber, the wood, but much more often forests are cleared for the land that they grow on. And more often than not, it's landless people, people with no income, who cut the trees and clear the forest.
Definitely, poverty is a basic consideration when we are talking about sustainable forest management or sustainable environmental protection, because sustainability means tomorrow. We have to defend what we have today so that tomorrow we can still have it. But for most poor people, there is no tomorrow. They think of the day and that's it. So we have to address some of the basic issues that are around poverty if sustainability is going to be a reality.
The experience and opinion of Patrick Tesher, senior officer in FAO's forestry operations. Mr. Tesher's from Tanzania, and he recognizes that while poor people have to use forests to survive, they must be persuaded not to use them in a completely destructive way.
All we are saying now is that maybe the process of clearing could be arranged in such a way that we don't do it wholesale, you know, that it's not a scorched earth policy that we are going to adopt, but rather we approach it in a systematic way, in such a way that the agriculture and the balance of the vegetative cover can arrive at an equilibrium.
As the United Nations organization responsible for forestry, FAO has a central role in advising and assisting member governments to manage their forests on a sustainable basis, for their own benefit and for other nations, and for both present and future generations. As a result, the FAO has just published a new book, The Challenge of Sustainable Forest Management. It's for general readers, not specialists. It's short, well illustrated, and it crystallizes FAO's ideas on sustainability. Marc de Montalembert again.
I would like to say that we in FAO, we want to promote a concept of sustainability that is a very intimate combination of conservation and development. In very simple terms, you will conserve a resource or you will take care of a resource only in as much as it provides you with concrete benefits. That means that what we would like to promote is a concept of sustainability, of the benefits that you get from the forest that make you, government, people, or whoever is interested in that forest, committed to conserving that forest.
What makes people want to protect something? It's when they value it. So FAO is hoping that government policies will encourage rural and urban people to use the products of trees and forests and to value them. Many people still get concerned when they see others making use of forests, either for timber, non-wood products, or for agriculture. But FAO believes that if forests are to survive, they must work for their living and so earn the protection of people who depend on them. And what may be easily overlooked or forgotten is that people and forests have coexisted for a very long time. So says Paul Van Tom, a forest management officer in FAO.
It's incredible, but the influence of man, either present or from the past, on existing forests in Asia, tropical Africa, or tropical Latin America, has been much more than we thought. People have altered forest, they have changed the structure of forest, they have cleared areas, and on those areas, secondary forest came out.
So even many of what we think of as wild or virgin forests have been influenced by mankind for thousands of years. But for most of that time, there were few people. They had simple tools, and their effect on the forest was not great. But now populations have grown, people are hungry for land, and governments are hungry for income from exporting logs. And also now power saws and big machines are available to satisfy both kinds of hunger. Karl Hermann Schminke of the FAO's Forest Products Division speaks with years of personal experience.
Countries I'm speaking about are especially countries in the tropical world in Africa, as well as in Southeast Asia and in Latin America. And most of these countries rely on forest resources to provide income to the population, but also to the national economies.
But unfortunately, in some countries which are short of foreign exchange, there's a temptation to cut too much too quickly. In fact, to mine the forests instead of managing them for sustainable wood production.
Yeah, unfortunately, this happens quite often, especially during these days, also in West Africa, when they're exporting logs for Asian customers. But this is very often against the established forest legislation, which means that these forests should be managed to the allowable limit, which should be not more than could be expected to grow in the next period.
Sustainable management for wood production means cutting or harvesting only as fast as the trees can replace themselves. Or there's another choice, to grow trees as plantations.
A plantation can be quite simply defined. It's a forest crop which has been raised artificially either by sowing or by planting.
And Jim Ball of FAO has been working with plantation forestry for over 30 years. Before becoming senior officer plantations, he worked in Uganda, Kenya, Nigeria and Sudan. Plantations can be a very efficient way of growing trees for special purposes, for building timber, pulp for paper, for matches or for plywood. If we only want wood, plantations can be four times as efficient as natural forests.
We're talking about an area of about 100 million hectares in the world of forest plantations. Of that, about 30 million hectares are in the tropics. The area is roughly 2.6% of the total global forest area, but the output is something up to 10% of the industrial roundwood.
By careful management, by sensible long-term policies, by good planning, countries, governments, people can make the best possible use of their land and all their natural resources. But first we must understand and appreciate the value of what we have in our countries. We must also recognize that many people with different interests need to be involved in this planning and management. It was in 1985 that FAO devised the Tropical Forestry Action Plan. And this was to help governments to develop a participatory approach to their forestry policy. Marc de Montalembert has been closely involved with advice and has seen examples of successful TFAP programs in Latin America, Africa, and Asia.
I could give you examples from Asia, where this participatory process has taken place in a very democratic and very intensive sort of manner. I think Thailand would be one case in point. I could give you examples from Africa. In Tanzania, a forest action program has been formulated 3 or 4 years ago, which involved intense consultations among the local organizations representing the rural communities, involved the private sector, involved the Department of Forestry, involved other ministries like the livestock agriculture ministries, in order that the policy and the program, which ultimately resulted from that consultation process, was a sort of collectively shared responsibility where everyone having participated in the process could see its role in the implementation phase.
Similar programs have proved successful in Latin America and Colombia is a good example. And this participatory approach involving all interested people and organizations demonstrates what an enormous change is taking place in devising new policies for forestry in the future. And it's happening most quickly and effectively where governments recognize all the benefits and the value that their forests can provide for their country and their people. We've heard a lot about Africa and Asia, but what about the Caribbean? Trinidadian Hollis Murray, Assistant Director General and Head of FAO's Forest Department.
Trinidad has had a very good reputation for management of forests. Further north, you come to perhaps the best example where natural, wet, tropical forests, high forests, could be found in the island of Dominica. And I know the authorities are doing their best not only to preserve them, conserve them and manage them, but doing what we hope more islands or countries will do, developing ecotourism so that these forests could be viewed and enjoyed not only by the locals but also by the international community.
Ecotourism, biodiversity, preservation of wildlife, protection of watersheds, harvesting wood and non-wood products, all good reasons for conserving our forests, all proof that trees can provide profit and pleasure, and that trees are essential for our survival. What's needed is good land use planning to determine where the trees, the forest, must survive, for what purposes, and how they should be managed, and where land can be used for other purposes. When forests are managed for wood, trees will be cut. But that, says Crystal Pambag-Lerke of FAO, that need not be seen as a sin.
It is not a sin to cut a tree. It is a sin to leave an area in a state in which it cannot regenerate naturally, or alternatively, to cut a tree and not plant another tree, or even two trees instead of the tree. Trees are renewable resources. We can utilize the wood, or we can eat the fruits, or we can use the leaves as fodder and still conserve the genetic resources of the tree. We grow trees to be regenerated and grown again. It is not like oil or diamonds which you mine and they will then disappear. It is something which can be used and used and used again without ever being used up.
So, if we manage our forests sustainably today, future generations will continue to benefit from them. In fact, if we can meet the challenge of sustainable forest management, there's an excellent future for the world's forests.